Well, Joe Biden let millions of unknowns across the U.S. border. That's a nice way of saying illegals. Now, nationwide, many cities are bracing for sleeper cell retaliation post the Iran strikes. Well, by the way, was that not phenomenal? Drop a bunch of bunker busters through a hole the size of a refrigerator door. But border czar Tom Holman is warning of Iranian sleeper cells in the U.S. With us now to explore this in detail is Pastor David Scarlett. He's a former U.S. Marine, and he is chairman and founder of His Glory Ministries, a Christian outreach, creator of the film Battle at the Border, and author of All for His Glory, The Near-Death Experience of a Modern Day Job. Pastor Scarlett, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, David, NBC News reported that Iran, and again, it's NBC, so you got to take it pretty much, you know, for a grain of salt. But they reported that Iran sent a communique to President Trump in the days before the strikes, threatening sleeper cell terrorist attacks inside the U.S. in retaliation should the president strike. Obviously, he really didn't care. But I'm curious what you think. I mean, do you think there's a chance that Iran might be stupid enough to initiate some kind of sleeper cell attack?
I do. There has been a known threat for probably well over a year. Our top 40 cities have had Hezbollah and Hamas cells in them. However, I was told from some really good intelligence last Saturday that we have been secretly going in and cleaning up these cells. So the danger is not like it was over a week ago. So we're in much better shape for some kind of mass casualty. Now they're going to try something, and if they do, you got to be alert. And you see something, say something. But the threat is not as big as it was, I would say, 2 weeks ago.
I know retired General Wesley Clark told MSNBC that he believed Iranian agents in the U.S. could self-activate in response to the bombings, potentially seeking to, you know, murder officials or blow up the electrical grid, stuff like that. I'm not entirely sure that Iran's really organized enough, nor do I think they want to really initiate anything organized. If anything, I think it's more likely these self-activized groups, don't you?
Oh, I think so now. Up until 2 weeks ago, though, there was a threat. And what President Trump did was very bold to take that strike. As you said, it was precision.
Yeah.
You got to give your hats off to our military. Our military had a maneuver that was just absolutely spot on. And I think that scared the Iranians that we can do that. And also the Israelis. They were taking off some of their top leadership. They didn't know where it's coming next. And I think they're a little apprehensive. So I don't see orchestrated move by the top of Iran to get these sleeper cells anymore. I did 2 weeks ago, but not now. But you're right. I think there's going to be some, lone wolves that are going to try to do some, jihadist movements in the United States and Israel and abroad.
We're talking with Pastor David Scarlett. He's the chairman and founder of His Glory Ministries. Pastor, I know that the Department of Homeland Security has also been concerned about some, Tehran-affiliated or pro-Iran hackers, is cyber attacks, basically. Is that something that you're concerned about? Or do you think, I'm just curious, because that way they could have some plausible deniability, basically.
Yeah, I was more concerned about that maybe a year ago. I think we've done a great job of preventing that. You never know. Anybody can. It only takes one time to get through and right. Everything goes down. But I think our team, the Department of Defense and President Trump has done a brilliant job of maneuvering meticulously through this to make sure that all our flanks are covered. So we're in the best position I think we possibly can to take on such a threat.
I know you've got a film called Battle at the Border. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, that's where we saw Joe Biden's administration bring people in, illegal aliens. We filmed it, that they're not only these 60% of the children are coming across the border were not related to the people that were bringing them. So that's where your child trafficking is coming in. The 300,000 missing children. We saw fentanyl coming in. I spent a whole day with Sheriff Lamb riding with them. Sheriff Daniels. We saw military-age men from probably at least 15 or 20 different countries, including Middle Eastern. And they were not with any family members at all. So they were coming here for a mission. And that's why the concern up until like 2 weeks ago was a valid concern. There was a lot. You know, you mentioned Tom Holman, 2
right.
million unaccounted for military-aged terrorist-type people in our country. But I was told a week ago that we've done a really good job behind the scenes finding them and getting them out of the country. So, again, hats off to our Pete Hegseth, our military, Tom Holman. But, you know, in this documentary, we show it all. We show that DOGE, before DOGE was even released, that there was a Christian organizations bragging about on camera in our film how they were trafficking humans throughout the United States and just sending an invoice to the U.S. government and going to all 50 states. So this is this was not good. And anybody thinks it was incompetence. It was not incompetence.
No, it was intentional.
Plan.
Yeah.
They planned it.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor Scarlett, again, the film is called Battle at the Border. If folks want to watch it, want to see it, want more information about you or your ministry, what are the best ways for them to find that?
Best way is go right to us at hisglory.me. We reach 25 million people in every country of the world.
Well, Pastor, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and your audience.